In the movie Mad Max Fury Road, a renegade played by Charlize Theron races away from a dictator through a hellish desert. It's basically a 2-hour post-apocalyptic car chase. Not your typical Oscar bait, yet the film has 10 Oscar nominations. One of those is for editor Margaret Sixel. Her job began with hundreds of hours of footage.
We figured that it would take 3 months just to watch the footage before you could actually do any work. So it was a huge task, and I have to confess, some days overwhelming. But basically, how do you shape such a film? You know, you go in every day, you just bite off a little bit, you cut it to the best it can possibly be, and you start building up your cut that way.
Her husband, George Miller, directed the film. He had been working on it for more than a decade. This was Sixel's first action film. Before this, she had edited movies like Babe, Pig in the City, and the animated penguin film Happy Feet. Most movies have dialogue or other clues to help drive the story. Mad Max is a film of few words, so Sixel's editing was even more important.
I mean, they call editing the last rewrite, so, you know, we don't just merely cut shots together. We are part of the storytelling process. And this film, I wouldn't say it was made in the cutting room, but it certainly did depend hugely on the cutting to succeed. I mean, if it hadn't been correctly cut, I think it could have been a dismal failure, really.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is you didn't actually have a script for this movie. You just had storyboards, almost like a comic book or a graphic novel.
Well, there was actually a script of some form, but it was actually really difficult to read. And the storyboards, occasionally I'd have the storyboards there and think, you know, how does that fit there and how does that fit there? But it ultimately wasn't that helpful. So I just basically looked at the material that I had in front of me and made sense of that. And that's so you have no preconceived idea of what a scene should be. It's basically, this is what the director shot. He might have intended something else, but this is what I feel about this footage. So you stay more objective.
A lot of people have talked about how unusual it is for a woman to be the editor of a big blockbuster action film. Do you think that a woman brings something different to the editing room, that there is somehow a female vision that this movie turned out differently than it would have if a man had been in the role?
You know, I feel that there must be something to it. You know, I had a lot of terrific guys in the cutting room, and a few of them would say, Margie, it's great that you're doing it because, you know, we would have stopped ages ago with the explosions and that would have been cool and we would have been happy. But, you know, it wasn't enough for me. I really had to feel that there was an emotional content to a lot of the stunts and try and keep the characters in there. And so, you know, maybe I did bring that quality to the film.
Can you give us an example of one of those scenes, how you kept the emotional content and the characters in there instead of just going for the big detonation?
You know, I'd often think, okay, I'm going to look at the film and only look at the Furiosa character.
This is Charlize Theron's character.
Yeah, and see where she's missing, where do I think she should be, what is she feeling at this particular point.
I'm going to need you to drive.
Because, you know, when you've got a whole lot of stunts, you can just get caught up in the action of that stunt and forget about where all your main characters are. So I would deliberately go through the film and try and keep them alive.
Not meaning free from harm, but alive, yes. Meaning incorporated into the scene.
But, you know, then I'd find a shot of the Bavolini, who are the older women, when one of their women died in the end chase, they would make this particular sign.
A hand gesture.
It was very beautiful, and in the midst of all the chaos, there was just this moment where they respected the dead Bavolini. And it was those moments that actually brought you back to the human story. And we just paused the action there. We just let that moment hang there, which is kind of an unusual thing to do in a big action sequence. So all those moments added up and I think gave the film an extra quality.
It seems remarkable for a movie like Mad Max to have as many Oscar nominations as the film does, which isn't to say the film isn't deserving of them, but a 2-hour car chase. As I said, it's not typical Oscar bait. Were you expecting this kind of recognition? What was your reaction?
I have to be honest, we were never expecting it while we were cutting it because it being an action film. But everybody took this film so seriously, the production designer, the visual effects people, the sound people, music. You know, it was art for a lot of people. So in hindsight now, I think that must be evident when people watch the film, that everyone tried to push the envelope a little. So when I look back now, I think, yeah, you know, we did all try to make something unique and different, and we didn't copy anybody.
Margaret Sixel is the editor of Mad Max Fury Road. Ms. Sixel, congratulations on your Oscar nomination, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Ari.